Now, this is once again indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin on this evening, we would suggest that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to participate in that silent communication or that telepathic exchange of information. Now, many times, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And while you may not, when you return from that altered state of consciousness, from that meditative state, be aware of what that interaction was, we nonetheless assure you that it occurs. And as you exist in your awakened consciousness state and are participating in your day-to-day activities, if you pay attention to the intuitive suggestions, then many times that information that you received in that altered state of consciousness will assist you in making your choices and decisions, in influencing this reality that you're experiencing. And so we would encourage you absolutely to take advantage of that opportunity that you have created, and to alter your consciousness, and to partake in that telepathic exchange of information. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this evening, we would like to discuss with you beliefs and attitudes and thoughts and feelings. But before we begin, allow us to give you a brief description of this reality that you exist in, as we see it from our perspective. You exist in what we like to refer to as the vibrational level. It's simply a terminology that we use because it gives us an opportunity to use other examples of various elements that exist in your vibrational level to give an explanation of how we see your vibrational level. You can call it any different level of existence. It really doesn't matter what label you put on it. But we use that vibrational level because you see, your vibrational level exists within the same time and same space as all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You simply tune into this vibration. And we like to use the analogy that you have in your atmosphere a multitude of frequencies, radio wave frequencies, frequencies that are transmitted to your various devices. And each of you understand that you have the capacity, the ability to tune into one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest, depending upon what apparatus it is that you're choosing to utilize and what particular frequency you choose to tune into. And yet you understand absolutely that all of those frequencies exist within the same time and same space in your Earth's atmosphere. And so it is that your vibrational level exists within the same time and same space as all the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist other than in your awakened consciousness state. Now, in your vibrational level, you have a rather unique feature in that you put in place what we like to refer to as a veil. It's simply an electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout your vibrational level, and it plays some important parts in your creation process. Number one is, it limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Not only in your awakened consciousness state, but to varying degrees in all your levels of consciousness. In your meditative state, if you wish, in your various dream states, and in what we refer to as your between incarnational state, when you die, in other words. You still continue to exist within this vibrational level and under the limitations of that veil that you put in place that limits your capacity to know who and what you truly are. Another feature of the veil is that it limits other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to influence your creation, to create for you. You create your reality within your vibrational level. There's not other entities sitting out there directing your reality. You create the reality. And you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits others from interfering in your reality creation process. Now, you have within your vibrational level a creation process that each of you are involved in. And it's relatively simple. The reality you experience is simply a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And we would take your beliefs and separate them into three different categories, if you wish. You have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. Those are the belief systems that are held by the entities that choose to participate in your creation, in your vibrational level. They are what you might in your awakened consciousness say refer to as your laws of physics. For example, the act of you understand and believe that it's necessary for you to consume certain elements in order for you to sustain your physical being. That's a human consciousness belief system. Very difficult for you to step outside of your human consciousness belief system. You have then societal belief systems. And each of you can relate to the various societal belief systems that exist throughout your earth system that influence the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And then you have the personal belief systems. The personal belief systems, in combination with the human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems, form what we like to refer to as an entire belief system that's responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. And your personal belief systems are perhaps the easiest for you to alter and to change. And so the reality that you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. We should get much more detailed, but I would rather concentrate on those beliefs and belief systems, where they come from, how you create them, how you choose them, and how you sustain them. Many times, you hold beliefs and belief systems, particularly individual beliefs, that it's very difficult for you to comprehend how you could have possibly chosen such a belief system, how you could possibly believe that that's a reality that you would choose to exist in. And yet, the irony of it is, if you don't believe that it's possible for you to choose your beliefs and belief systems to influence your reality, then the reality is beyond your capacity to alter. It's like you're simply existing and you're allowing other entities or elements or your neighbors or whatever to influence and to correct your reality for you. You can have that if you want. You see, this reality that you're experiencing where you in your awakened consciousness state may view it as being positive or negative, right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. The spot of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for the creation of this reality, of your reality, carries no such judgment. It doesn't judge whether it's right or wrong, whether what you choose to believe is good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, but rather rejoices in the creation process and gives to you that which you desire. Now that's easy to accept and comprehend, that this is a very great reality that you're experiencing. As long as things are going along well and you're quite happy with what it is that you're experiencing in your day-to-day activities, then you can accept responsibility for that. Absolutely, I made these choices and decisions and it's resulted in the creation of various types of realities that I'm enjoying. And so it's easy to accept the responsibility for the so-called enjoyable or desirable realities. However, once again, the spark of consciousness from which you create that reality holds no such judgment. So consequently, when you hold beliefs and belief systems that result in what you and your awakened consciousness tag view as being negative realities, the spark of consciousness that you are holds no such judgment and rejoices in the creation process. What becomes difficult to understand is that each of you choose to exist in a particular incarnational period. And in your between incarnational periods, when you die, in other words, and before you re-enter into and become reincarnated, we're utilizing here now your belief in time and space, which are illusionary, but nonetheless, to give you an explanation, we're going to utilize that belief in time and space and to suggest that when you die and you're in that in-between incarnational state, at that point, you make choices for various possible realities that you can experience when you reincarnate. Now, some of those choices are beliefs and belief systems that are stored within your DNA. They can be very difficult for you to understand or to accept that you, at some level of your consciousness, have chosen that reality, have chosen for that particular belief system to be stored within your DNA, and as a result of your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, you alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and you take what was perhaps a simple possibility and you turn it into a probability and you experience it in your day-to-day activities. That becomes, once again, very difficult to understand the stored within your DNA of various possibilities for realities that you can experience, realities in particular that are affecting your physical being. Your scientists are beginning to believe and to understand that contained within that unknown portion of that DNA are those various elements, those various possibilities that can be turned into probabilities, or conversely, probabilities that can be turned into possibilities, while you in your awakened consciousness state make various choices and decisions, hold thoughts and feelings, hold various attitudes and beliefs that influence the energy that surrounds the DNA that's responsible for that alteration from possibility to probability, or conversely from probability to possibility. And so in your so-called between incarnational state, you put that in play. You make those choices. As difficult as it is to accept in your awakened consciousness state, if that choice results in what you believe to be a less than desirable reality, nonetheless, it's your choice. You see, by understanding that it's your choice, it gives you the opportunity to alter realities. If you don't believe that you have a choice, if you believe that it's beyond your capacity to influence your reality, the spark of consciousness that you are validates that belief system, gives to you that which you desire. If you believe you're not in control, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting that one way is superior to the other. Absolutely not. That's your choice. You can have whatever it is that you desire. You see, you entered into this vibrational level for a very simple reason. You didn't come here because you believed that you had to go through some type of spiritual growth, although, once again, you can have that if that's what you desire. You didn't enter into this vibrational level because it was something that you were subjected to. You weren't put here by someone else. You chose to enter into this vibrational level. You chose to have these experiences. And you chose to put in that plan, that veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Because when you believe that you're not in control of your reality, when you believe that it's beyond your capacity to alter your reality, then the emotions and feelings that you experience as a result of believing you're not in control are very intense. When you understand that you're in control, then you lose, to a certain extent, that capacity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And as simple as it may seem, we would suggest that the reason you exist in this vibrational level is to experience those intense ranges of emotions and feelings. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you participate in, whatever it is. Whether it's your employment, whether it's a activity that you do for enjoyment, if you break it down, continue to go back to why you are involved in that activity, eventually you will come to a part where you realize it's because there are certain feelings and emotions that you desire to experience. Primarily, in your awakened consciousness state, you would believe that those emotions are positive, emotions of joy, emotions of being desired, emotions of being accepted, emotions of being loved. Absolutely. However, that spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire. And many times, the experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state results in what you, in your awakened consciousness state, view as being very negative emotions and feelings. However, there is no such judgment from the spark of consciousness that you are that's responsible for the creation of your reality. And so, you in your between incarnational state choose various beliefs, some of them stored within your DNA, for possible, and in some cases probable, experiences to be facilitated throughout an incarnational period. But then you choose, in conjunction with others who agree to participate, you choose certain circumstances within a family unit, or within an existence that you wish to experience. And this becomes very difficult to accept, particularly when that situation is one where, in your awakened consciousness state, you would view as being very negative. An abusive situation of a child, for example, becomes very difficult to accept that at some level, in that so-called between incarnational state, every individual agreed to participate, to experience each of them certain emotions and feelings that are associated with those interactions. And we understand the difficulty of accepting that type of an explanation, and yet it's how you create your reality. You choose, You're not forced to be involved in a reality. You're not forced into any situation. It's not a haphazard thing where you suddenly are born into this reality without any type of capacity to make the choice to be involved in a situation. Absolutely not. You choose to be involved. You agree. You enter into an agreement with other entities to be involved in a situation. Even if that situation, you look upon it in your so-called awakened consciousness state, from your so-called progressive state of evolution into adulthood, look at it as being negative. Nonetheless, you choose it. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the correction process of that reality. So consider, you enter into a situation, in a family situation if you wish, where you, in that family situation, agree to participate in what you look upon as being rather negative creation process, where you as a child are subjected to various realities, various beliefs and belief systems, where you are deprived of praise, for example, where you are continuously put into a compromising situation, where you view your adults who are in seemingly internal conflict with each other. Your parents seem to be dysfunctional. And so it enters into your awake consciousness state that this is what's acceptable, that this is what reality is. You see, when you're a child, you don't really know any different. You stepped aside from the understanding of who and what you truly are. You put that all away behind the veil, and you entered into this illusionary reality that you're playing in, without any memory of who and what you truly are, without any memory of your other lifetimes, but simply in your awakened consciousness state, aware of what you're experiencing in your day-to-day activities. And so you exist in this seemingly dysfunctional environment without any knowledge that it's different from any other upbringing or childhood that others are experiencing. And conversely, other entities who choose to enter into what you might call a loving relationship, where they are supported, where they are valued, where they are praised on a continual basis, they believe that that's normal as well. Each family believes, particularly for the young child, that that's normal, that that's how it is. And so it begins to become instilled within your awakened consciousness state that your choices and decisions, that your thoughts and feelings are based upon what you have learned, are based upon what has become ingrained, if you wish, as an awakened consciousness belief and belief system. And so you enter into your various stages of evolution, and you go through your childhood, and you enter into an adolescence. And in your adolescence, perhaps you begin to realize that there are other realities, that there are other belief systems, that there are other children who react differently, who don't suffer from that lack of confidence, who you view as being continuously praised. And consequently, many times, you begin to feel that you are even less than you were before. It's important to understand that it's a choice. You made that choice. You see, if you don't accept that you made the choice, it becomes very difficult to change. If you don't believe that it's within your capacity to control your reality, then your reality is controlled by other elements, if you wish. And if you don't believe The stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire validates the belief you hold. And consequently, you experience all types of realities in your day-to-day activities to validate that belief that it's not possible for you to change. To validate that belief that you're not in control. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that one way is superior to the other. Absolutely not. It's a choice. But we understand as well that you're in waking consciousness that you desire to experience freedom, if you wish, from those beliefs and belief systems that seem to be so debilitating. You see, for individuals in various circumstances, going through various upbringings, through the choices that they make to belong in various family groups, they hold different belief systems on different scenarios, if you wish. For example, for some individuals, having abundance is absolutely no problem at all. They come from a situation where it's been instilled that abundance is easy. If you do certain things, you have abundance. And in many cases, some of those individuals believe that they are entitled to abundance. That it's simply there. So they have absolutely no difficulty in creating abundance and experiencing abundance. Because they choose to be involved in that environment. It can change, absolutely. But they hold that belief in belief system. While others, abundance can seem like a very distant and almost unattainable reality. They came up through a situation where they perhaps were raised, not necessarily in poverty, but with the belief that abundance was difficult, or even worse, that abundance was evil. That to have some type of abundance means that you must be some type of an evil individual. And so you hold that belief, something that you have learned through your childhood, and consequently, without even realizing it many times, you have difficulty in creating the abundance because you believe that it's evil, or you believe that you're not worthy, or you believe that it's unattainable. Yes, if you have heard sometime throughout your life's existence in this incarnational period that when you see someone who has vast amounts of abundance, there are individuals who look at that and think, well, he must have done something wrong. How could you gain that abundance without doing something wrong? And so they equate abundance with evil. They equate it with difficulty. They equate it with being unattainable. And abundance is just one example. Many individuals experience that when it comes to relationships. You're raised up through a family where relationships were very difficult. Relationships didn't last. Or relationships were not loving relationships. But loving, but relationships of conflict. And so relationships become difficult. You don't believe that it's easy to have a relationship. And so you continuously make the choices and decisions that validate the belief you hold. And consequently, relationships are difficult. And yet there are others for whom relationships come relatively easy. It doesn't seem to matter. They simply express themselves. They simply become involved in relationship forms and develops. Because they believe. Because they believe that it's easy to form relationships. That same individual, however, may have difficulty with abundance, and conversely, the person who has no difficulty with abundance may have difficulty with relationships. It's not necessary to have difficulty with any of them. But once again, many times, as a result of the choices that each of you made in that between incarnational state, in agreement with other entities within a family situation. As a result of those choices, you go through a procedure of your upbringing that influences your thoughts and feelings, influences your choices and decisions, and consequently influences your beliefs and belief systems, which ultimately influences your reality. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement. What do you believe? And if you've been brought up to believe that you're not worthy, and it becomes a part of your mental existence, it becomes very difficult to step outside of that. Particularly if you don't accept responsibility that you were involved in the correction process in the first time. If you believe that it's simply a matter of fact, then it becomes very difficult for you to alter the reality, because the belief you hold is reflected in the reality you experience. If you believe you're not in control, you will continuously create realities to validate the belief system. If you believe that it's difficult for you to alter those ideas, if you wish, that were such an influence on your upbringing, on your childhood, if you believe that it's difficult to alter, it will be difficult. What do you believe? It's such an important aspect of understanding this reality that you experience. What do you believe? And are those beliefs that you have chosen to participate in this lifetime, or beliefs that you chose in your so-called between incarnational state? It really makes no difference. If they're personal beliefs and belief systems, you can change them. Absolutely. Change your belief, you change your reality. It's such a simple statement. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. If you can imagine it, if you can desire it, if you can expect it, then you can create it. It's really that simple. And so you have, in your awakened consciousness stack, all of these influences that you have accumulated throughout your lifetime. The most influential, perhaps, those that you experienced in your childhood. And if it's a positive experience and a positive belief that you hold as a result of those attitudes, then you and your awakened consciousness stack can experience reality to validate those belief systems, and you and your awakened consciousness state view that as being positive. However, if those beliefs that you hold that are the result of those influences from childhood are beliefs that lead you to believe that you're not worthy, beliefs that leads you to believe that it's difficult to achieve what it is that you desire. Until you accept responsibility for all of the beliefs, it becomes very difficult to change them. It's like you understand absolutely that there are parts of your existence that you can be in complete control of. You understand, for example, that if you wish to arise at your 6 a.m. in the morning, you have an apparatus that you can utilize that will wake you up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You have that. Absolutely. You understand that you can control that particular part of your reality. And then from there, you may even believe that it's possible for you to control what you're going to participate in for the next 1 or 2 or 3 hours or whatever it is. But then, perhaps, you walk out your door and now you enter into the world that's influenced by others. And now, it becomes much more difficult for you to control that reality. And so you believe at a certain state that you're not in control. The irony of it is, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you believe you're not in control of that situation, then you will be validated. It will be beyond your control. Seems like such a simple statement, and yet we understand the complexity. It's very difficult, particularly once again as we refer back to your so-called childhood and the influences that you had in that particular environment has very deep impact upon your choices and decisions, your beliefs and belief systems, your thoughts and feelings. And it can be very difficult to step outside and to alter that particular belief or belief system. Difficult, but not impossible. What do you believe? It can be very easy to not accept responsibility. And it's not a right or wrong. You entered into this vibrational level to experience certain realities for the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with those realities and those experiences. So it's not a right or wrong. We're not judging that one should or should not hold a certain belief system. If you wish to believe you're not in control, that's fine. You can have that, absolutely. There's not a right or wrong, and that stock of consciousness that you are will validate and give to you that which you desire. Will validate your beliefs and belief systems. If you believe that there is an entity existing outside of your vibrational level that's controlling your reality and influencing all of your day-to-day decisions, you can have that. There's not a right or wrong. But understand that it's your choice. The beliefs you hold are your choice. It's your choice whether or not when you're involved in a situation, in a relationship, to express anger. It's your choice to become upset. It's your choice to be involved in a relationship in a way that has a negative impact on that relationship. It's your choice. It's your choice to make choices and decisions that influence your abundance. It's your choice. It's not someone else's choice. Now, if it results in a negative reality, and you wish to believe that you're not in control, then once again you can have that. Absolutely. The spark of consciousness that creates the reality you experience does so without judging whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And once again, some of those beliefs that were put in place in the between incarnational state can be very difficult for you to alter. Some of them are beliefs and belief systems, for example, that are part of the human consciousness belief system, that are what you in your awakened consciousness state, what your scientists refer to as a genetic reality or a genetic belief or belief system. Very difficult to step outside of that. Very difficult. But the beliefs that are created in your awakened consciousness state, through your so-called childhood, when you, in your awakened consciousness state, seemingly to be beyond control, those beliefs, while they can be very strong and can be very difficult to step outside of, are absolutely within your capacity to alter. What do you believe? It's important to understand what it is that you desire. What do you desire? Many individuals have a difficult time in laying out exactly what it is that you desire. Not the fact that, well, I desire to be in a relationship. What type of a relationship? Utilize your imagination. Imagine what it is that you desire. What type of relationship? I mean, if you just want to be in a relationship, be careful. You may be involved in a relationship, but if you don't specify what it is, it may not be a very rewarding relationship. What is it that you desire? And then you must anticipate experiencing that reality. Therein lies perhaps the most difficult portion of this reality creation process, is the expectation. In order for you to have expectation, you must, first of all, like who you are and love yourself consciously. If you don't like who you are, it becomes very difficult for you to believe that it's possible for you to create any type of reality that you would view as being desirable. Like who you are. Put in place a list of principles. Principles for the individual that you desire to be, not principles that you would utilize to impress someone else, absolutely not. Your own list of principles to become that individual that you desire to be, and apply your principles. And as you apply your principles, you strengthen your character and you begin to like yourself, and amazing things happen. Individuals begin to recognize, complete strangers begin to talk to you. People smile at you when you walk down the street for seemingly no reason, because they see that sense of liking who you are. And from there you learn to love yourself. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. And it's a whole other topic that we don't have time to get into this evening. But love yourself. Love yourself consciously. And then you begin to hold the expectation that it's possible for you to achieve that which you desire. It's possible for you to alter your belief system. It's possible for you to view that certain attitudes and beliefs, those influences that you experienced as a child, as being what they were. Your choice to be involved, but now it's your choice to alter, if you wish, the results of the influences that those particular activities have had on the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And as you alter your beliefs, you alter your reality. You begin to like who you are. You begin to love yourself consciously. You begin to understand that it's possible for you to create that which you desire. When you enter into acceptance of the understanding that you create your reality, a very strange thing begins to happen. You begin to accept that it's possible for you to create your reality. And you begin to change. Subtle changes, perhaps, but changes. And you begin to know. You see, there's a difference between having a belief system and knowing a belief system. There's a difference between suggesting that there's a certain belief system that you hold and actually owning that belief system. You see, to simply suggest that there's a belief system and then to continuously look for validation of that belief system. It's an indication that you don't really own it. It's a nice belief system. And you perhaps believe it, but you don't own it. You continuously look for validation. Let me give you an example, an analogy. You ask if you believe that the earth is on a rotational basis, and every 24 hours it goes through a full rotation, and consequently you see the sun throughout various portions of your day, and then you're into darkness for the rest of it. You don't look every day to see whether or not the sun's going to come up and validate. Oh, see, I did believe that the earth is rotating, and see, there's the sun to validate my belief. Oh, and now we're going into darkness. See, once again, my belief is validated. No, you don't do that because you own that belief. You don't need to have it validated. It's important that you own your belief. If you get to that part where you own those beliefs, and then you begin to know. And when you begin to know, you begin to understand that you cannot go back. You cannot unknow. You cannot just go back to that part where, well, it was really nice when I didn't accept the responsibility for all the crap that's happening in my world. I wish I could just forgive all of this and go back. Once you know, you cannot go back. And your reality changes. Your relationships change, subtly, but nonetheless change. You may feel attracted to different entities and not so connected to others. And the changes are subtle, but you cannot unknow. When you take that step, you cannot go back. You cannot forget the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot forget that the reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You cannot go back. Now, we typically end by suggesting to each of you that this reality that you experience is your creation. There's not another entity that's creating this reality for you. It's your creation. You are all that is. There's not one entity existing not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are rather unique that in your existence within this vibrational level, you go to great lengths to hide from that understanding. But nonetheless, you are all that is. There is not one entity any more or any less than what each of you are. And you create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail to understand who and what you truly are. You didn't enter into this world to go through any type of a growth system. You're not here because you have to pass some type of a test. This is a no-fail situation that you choose to be involved in for the opportunity to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings. And when you choose to, you will leave this vibrational level. Your choice. Absolutely. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You are all that is. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest that you experience in this vibrational level is illusionary and is within your capacity to change. Not only is it possible for you to change, but you do change it continuously. It's possible for you to become aware. It's possible for you, particularly in this new age and new energy, to influence that creation process consciously. To consciously understand what's influencing your reality and to change it. Now, typically we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would suggest to each of you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to exchange with each of you. And so, we would leave you with love and with peace.